Early in the legislative session, legislators heard a report from the state auditor general that found disparities in how providers are paid, with some getting more money than they should and others getting less. The audit also found more than 16,000 people received $40 million in school readiness benefits they weren't eligible for. Many of those cases are under investigation, and some have already been declared as fraud.
When you're looking at over $30 million of fraud, concerns are just naturally raised.
Several bills moving through the legislature attempt to address the audit findings. One, by Republican Representative Marty Coley, tries to solve the reimbursement issue. Her bill would standardize provider reimbursement rates across the state and cap the amount of money that early learning coalitions can spend on administrative tasks. Coley says standardizing reimbursement rates is a logical step for the state to take.
It does prioritize who should be served first, what ages, income level, whether it's a child who has been neglected or abandoned or abused. So it does look at the child, and it opens up slots to serve more children.
You know, a standard statewide rate, we're not especially concerned about. What we are concerned about is that there are changes that go along with that that have to do with the eligibility guidelines. We would have to disenroll in this state approximately 32,000 school-age children.
Alisa Gazzavini is with the Association of Early Learning Coalitions, which are against Coley's bill. That's because current school readiness program funds can go to children up to 13, and the money can be used for after-school program funds. Coley's bill reduces the age to 5 so that the money would only cover early learning programs. Coley says she knows the age limits are restrictive and will be offering amendments to restore some of the eligibility requirements. Gazzavini says Coley's bill isn't all bad, and that as far as early learning proposals go, it's one of the lesser of several evils. What the early learning coalitions are really concerned about is a bill before the House's K-20 Competitiveness Subcommittee. It allows private providers to choose a different curriculum other than what has been approved by the state. It lets them also create their own plan, and those same providers could choose to opt out of the mandatory development screenings currently in place. That doesn't sit well with Kathleen Reynolds, who heads the Early Learning Coalition of Southwest Florida.
To eliminate this, I'm sorry, is insanity. I can tell you the numbers that we also do hearing and vision screening. We've identified large numbers of kids with serious vision problems, and we're able to get them taken care of. They get glasses so they can actually see what's going on.
The screening tests help identify where a child is struggling and could use some extra help, and they are sometimes the first indicators of a learning disability. Backing the bill is the Florida Association of Child Care Management. It's a private nonprofit organization representing early learning and child care owners across the state. Providers would stand to benefit from the bill because it relaxes many of the reporting requirements in place. But not all providers are in agreement that the bill is the best way to go. Amy Bleckman is a faith-based provider in Martin County, and she says easier doesn't always mean quality.
And if we remove all of that, what we're diminishing ourselves to is nothing more than a child care babysitting program.
House Republican Representative Larry Ahern of St. Petersburg presented a strike-all amendment to the bill, giving the Office of Early Learning the ability to adopt pre- and post-tests to all children in school readiness programs. Ahern describes the move as a way to streamline regulations on the providers.
The bill removes unnecessary business regulations on child care providers by setting provider requirements clearly in statute.
But the curriculum opt-out language, along with the optional screenings, are still a part of the new version of the bill. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.